about the contract for Opera Aquarium in the National Park. Linda and I started working on this during, we had a whole bunch of people working with him before this, and about 10 years ago, we started working with him, an organization called Indian People Organizing for Change. We started doing work in the Bay Area about a whole bunch of different issues that Native people were facing in urban settings. One of the biggest things that started happening was that my ancestors began to make themselves known quite a bit. And we met around the Emeryville stuff and going to that, and going to city council meetings and stuff like that. So by a show of hands, who all lives here in Vallejo? All right, cool. Who all lives in Glen Coberry? Okay, who has been to Segorite at the Bitter? Nice, thank you. I want to thank everybody for their support and coming out tonight. And I want to thank Andreas for that wonderful movie that has helped us to explain Shell Mounds to a lot of people in development and stuff. It's a very powerful movie that that has helped us to talk about this in settings where people don't know about what Shell Mounds are in the Bay Area. So thanks, Andreas, for coming through again and helping us out with that. I also want to thank a really great person, Rebecca, for pulling together a wonderful film about in just a short amount of time that talks about the story of what we've been doing down there for the last 70 days. Thank you, Rebecca. One of the things I wanted to talk about was how the struggle happened. It wasn't like 70 days ago, all of a sudden, a group of us decided to pop it in our head that we wanted to take over and occupy a land in a prayer vigil. But that this has been an ongoing thing that's been happening, that wounded and a bunch of people here in Vallejo started working on 12 years ago when they found out that the development was going to happen at Segorite. And we have been helping and assisting trying to figure out how to do this. And that meant we went to a lot of city council meetings, and we went to a lot of GBRD meetings, and we got a lot of letters written. We did a lot of walks trying to get the information out to the general public about what was happening here and why it was important for us to take a stand. And we had individual meetings with GBRD board and there and people that were in charge, Jamie Caffrey and Steve Presley, asking that they not desecrate the site and why it was important. And one of the hardest things that I learned during this process was that we were going through the environmental impact report process. And when somebody wants to develop something, they have to put together this thing and how it's going to affect the environment and all this other stuff. And generally in the Bay Area, they have to do something around how it's going to affect if there's going to be some prehistoric or historical place that they want to affect, right? And so meeting after meeting, while the EIRs were happening, we went and we pleaded with GBRD board and asked them not to desecrate our ancestral cemetery. And one of the hardest things that happened was that when the EIR was in a draft form, when it came back in the regular form, it has all the comments people make, letters that were written, and the responses to that stuff. And every single time that somebody spoke on behalf of Segorite, the response from GBRD said, does not have anything to do with the EIR report, no comment required.
Wow.
We had letters written from as far as Sweden and Japan asking GBRD to please reconsider this plan. And every single time in that final report, it said no response necessary. It doesn't apply to the EIR. So that was one of the biggest and hardest lessons that I had to learn, because this does affect everywhere that we live here in the Bay Area. Over 425 shell mounds, cemeteries of my ancestors. We talk about being capped. You know, they talk like that's a great thing. You know, one of my great friends that I've worked with for over 10 years has been Perry Matlock. He and a woman named Stephanie Manning started doing work around shell mound issues before I even got involved in it. And they're my ancestors, but it was about protection of these sites. You know, Stephanie Manning did this really great stuff about making it a historical monument in Berkeley, one of the oldest shell mounds around in Berkeley. And it sits across from Spangers on 4th. And because it sits underneath somebody else's property, they got that overturned, and so now it's not that designation anymore. They sued the city of Berkeley because of that, because they didn't want that designation. You know, to watch Emeryville happen and to know that, you know, this huge monument of my ancestors wasn't going to be there anymore. But these were monuments in the Bay Area, huge things. The Emeryville one was on an 1857 coast survey map, right? So you can see it as you're coming into the Bay as a point of reference. Huge places, right? But those things don't exist anymore. And when you go to those places, like Perry would say, you can go to those other places in the world and see the pyramids, and you can touch and feel those. You can go to Stonehenge and you can touch and feel that. You can know what it is to see the past. But when you come to the Bay Area, what do you get to see?
The Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate. You get to see a little hill with an iron basket on top of it that's supposed to designate thousands of years of my ancestors' culture. And then we just couldn't do this anymore. Every single place just about that was on that map that was made in 1909 has been desecrated with a cap that they consider that's okay. We just couldn't do that anymore. It's our responsibility to make sure that we pass on the history and the legacy of our ancestors to our children and our grandchildren. And so that's why this fight inside in Vallejo, Zagorte is so important. It's not about anything that you'll hear about intertribal conflict. It's about doing the right thing. And it's about human beings coming together, no matter what background they are, to do that right thing for our ancestors and for our children and our children's children and our children's children's children. And that's what we have to do. That there has to be a place that we can come close to the water and we can say our prayers and we can lay down our tobacco and we can do that in a good way. It's not just sacred to us. One of the great things that I found out is that 2 months before we decided to come and occupy the land in a prayerful vigil was that there was a woman who lost her husband 2 months prior to. He was my age. She lost him to cancer. And she took his ashes and she buried him at the edge of that land because she felt the spiritual connection to that. And that's what's important, that human beings feel that spiritual connection there, and that that's okay. And we as human beings can say that that's okay, and we don't have to have pavement, and we don't have to have all of that other stuff. I mean, Glen Cove is like right up against the land, you know? Folks can walk outside and they can see and hear the water, you know? They can see places and things. The children can come through. People use that place all the time. People are fishing and bringing us fish while we're there, you know, and we're loving it. But they've been doing this not just recently, but for thousands of years people have been using this cove for just that thing, for gathering places, a place to share stuff. And that's all we want. We come here for 70 days now to say that it's okay for us to stand here, and it's okay for us to protect this site, and it's okay for all human beings to be there to protect the site, not just Native people. And that we need to know that it's okay for us to be warriors. People have this image of warriors and fighting and stuff like that, but this is the real fight. It's a spiritual fight. It's a fight for us to be human beings. It's not a fight that we're going to go down in death, but it's a fight that's killing our insides because we, as human beings, need to have that connection to the earth. And so when Wounded asks us, can you come and support us? We'd love to have you come down there and to bring people down there to share this because it's a piece of history for all of us to share in. It's something that we can all, that's tangible. You know, there's parks all over the city of Vallejo. I think there's like 27 of them or something like that. GVRD has the responsibility to take care of all of these parks. When we first got there, we pulled out over 350 pounds of trash because we needed to do that. As stewards of this land, it's our responsibility. Not just as Native people, but as everybody, it's our responsibility to do that. Mm-hmm. It's our responsibility to take care of those freshwater creeks down there and make sure that that plant life is okay. And it's our responsibility to clean up the strait so that we can eat more than one time the fish out of there once a month. That's our responsibility as human beings, you know? And so that's what this fight is about. It's about protecting those ancestors because everybody has a right to be placed in a place forever. When we put our ancestors down, whether they're recent ancestors or long time ago ancestors, we have a right to know that they are there forever and that this community and this society needs to be able to say that it's enough is enough, that we don't need to pull any more people up out of the ground. What I have to tell people is that, you know, all of us, when we lose somebody that's close to us, We have those ceremonies that we can put people down. We have those prayers and rituals. It doesn't matter what background we come from, but we don't have those prayers and rituals to bring people up because we were never supposed to do that as human beings. A resting place is forever, and that's what this place is. For thousands of years, for many, many generations, this place is a resting place for folks. And so when we go there and we say our prayers, that's what that's for. You know, and we invite people to come and experience that with us. You know, not just now, but forever that we can say that. And we can say that we are all warriors and a piece of making sure that this state is a place that it should be. 15 acres of development. Do we need that? No. Do we need more roads? No. I think people use the land rather well, and it's been used like that before GVRD decided to come up with their plan for bathrooms and parking lots. You know, I think that this land was calling out to all of us, city residents and people from afar, to come together so that we can say no. We can say no now, and later on when there's other things that come up, we can say no then. And we can know that we banded together around something that was a good cause. And so, you know, on behalf of my ancestor and my children, and one day my children's children, you know, I ask that you guys come and support, but you bring other folks down with you so that they can see that too. And that you tell GVRD and the city of Vallejo that it's okay for them not to do this. You know, as human beings, we don't have to do this. They can take care of the other 27 parks in the city of Vallejo, you know, and then we'll be okay. Thank you.